Won't be anything left, Trump issues threat to Iran amid stalled talks. Trump warns Iran it faces destruction if talks fail as U.S. strikes on Iran stall after Israel strike. Donald Trump threatened to wipe Iran off the map if stalled talks fail, warning there won't be anything left of them as U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran entered their third week. Donald Trump doubled down on threats against Iran Sunday, warning that time was running out for Tehran to meet U.S. demands or face total destruction. His post on Truth Social read, "For Iran, the clock is ticking, and they better get moving, fast, or there won't be anything left of them. Time is of the essence." The warning came as U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran entered their third week, following a February 28 joint attack that Israel said was retaliation for an Iranian missile strike on Israeli territory. Trump's Sunday message was the latest in a series of aggressive posts targeting Iran as negotiations to end the conflict stall. Just 24 hours earlier, he posted an AI-generated image of himself standing on the deck of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier labeled "It was the calm before the storm." The strikes have failed to force Iran's surrender despite Trump's stated goals, dismantling Iran's missile arsenal, cutting ties with regional allies like Hezbollah and Hamas, and ending its nuclear enrichment program. Analysts say Iran's leadership has shown no sign of backing down, with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei calling the strikes desperate and doomed in a televised address Saturday. The conflict began escalating in early February when Israel accused Iran of supplying missiles to Hezbollah for a February 19 attack on the Golan Heights that killed 12 Israeli soldiers. Iran denied involvement but vowed severe retaliation, which came February 25 in the form of a massive missile barrage targeting Israeli military sites. Israel responded with a coordinated strike involving warplanes, drones, and naval assets, with the U.S. providing intelligence and logistical support under Trump's direction. The White House has framed the campaign as necessary to eliminate Iran's nuclear threat and regional aggression, but critics argue the strikes have only hardened Iranian resolve. "The more we bomb, the more they dig in," said Trida Parsi, founder of the National Iranian American Council. "Trump thinks pressure will break them, but it's making them stronger." The strikes have also drawn international condemnation, with China and Russia calling for an immediate ceasefire and negotiations. Even traditional U.S. allies like France and Germany have distanced themselves, urging restraint. Inside Iran, public anger over the strikes has fueled nationalist sentiment, with crowds filling the streets of Tehran chanting "Death to America" and "Death to Israel" in mass rallies. State media has framed the conflict as a holy war against foreign aggression, with the Revolutionary Guard vowing to crush any further attacks. The humanitarian toll is mounting, with reports of civilian casualties in both countries and thousands displaced by the fighting. Hospitals in Damascus and Beirut are overwhelmed, and aid groups warn of a growing refugee crisis. The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote Tuesday on a resolution demanding an immediate halt to hostilities, but it's unclear if either side will comply. Trump's threats and the stalled talks suggest the conflict could drag on for weeks or months, with no clear path to peace.